Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There's a lot of quarterbacks in NFL wondering, why can't we be friends right now? Boy, there's a lot of that going on, starting with a couple of Wilsons, one young and one older, and all the drama. So, Sierra, if you're just joining us, before getting into everything, and Heat and Celtics got in a good old-fashioned shootout last night before coming up short, and the Heat end up losing the first. But, hey, don't worry about it. We got this new NBA back-to-back thing. Not tonight, but tomorrow night they'll play their second game, so the Heat will stay there and maybe have Jimmy Butler back. But looking at this Russell Wilson thing, apparently Sierra throws Russell Wilson a birthday party. You know, now you know how birthday parties go. Like, if you're one of the gang and you don't get invited outside of teams, just in life, you're a little salty. Whether you really wanted to go or not, your friends are going and you realize, wow, they didn't invite us. And see it all the time, all different ages. Kids don't invite certain kids to a party and you've got all that drama at your house. Why? Sometimes the mother calls, why wasn't my daughter invited to that party? And so now you get an NFL team. And Russell Wilson, listen, when a quarterback or the quarterback's wife says, hey, we're having a party for Russell, really like you to show up. And you know it's going to be nice, right? The guy makes $1 zillion. He's going to make $1 zillion. He's already made $1 zillion. But it's never a good look when half the team shows up. And you can almost guess which positions and which guys showed up, right? The offensive guys, the linemen, right, the wide receivers, tight ends, all going to show up, right? He's with them every day. I'm guessing a lot of guys on the defense – didn't show up skip the party. Yep. And I'd like to think that she was smart enough to invite everybody because that's even worse. On an NFL team, a high-profile player has a party and doesn't invite everybody, including the new guys or the young guys or guys that just joined the team. That's a real bad look. And that will come back to haunt you later on as those guys get better. And we'll always remember that friggin' guy threw a party. Right. And – I didn't get invited.
Can you imagine if the defense wasn't invited to this? It was just the offensive players.
Wouldn't do that. Would not do that with all the stuff that's already out there. And so, yeah, I was just thinking, first of all, Sarah, why didn't you just go out with your husband? Why would you allow this, like, if it's true that half the team was there?
Right. Now it's a story.
It's bad. And we only have one guy I can remember that said, hey, I'm having a party. Everybody come on out. Because of this, Chad Pennington years ago did throw a party, and I'll never forget being on the plane, those guys going, friggin' every guy on the team showed up to Chad Pennington's party. That's how much everybody loves and respects that dude. Of course, we're having a good year. Got to have a good year. Obviously, you win three games, and you're going around with all the stuff that he says and love these guys, and we're doing great, and we're going to be fine. We're scoring 14 points a game, bro. Right. And Nathaniel Hackett, who, by the way, you think Russell Wilson's on shaky ground? He's not, because all the money. Nathaniel Hackett is, he could be a one-hit wonder. He could be Cam Cameron right out of here.
He's not coaching the team next
real
year.
Real quickly.
No way.
He could be in big, big trouble. So anyway, that's not the only one yesterday. So that gets me to round two. The Kyler Murray thing, now listen, it's out west, so we don't talk much about it, but he's been accused of a lot of things, bad, you know, work habits and doesn't spend enough time. And we've seen that he and his coach aren't exactly getting along because they're not having success either. You notice all the teams that are struggling are all in the same situation. Patrick Peterson, who had a Hall of Fame career with Arizona, now is in Minnesota. Second time, right? Second time in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken. So he is, listen, he's been to a bunch of Pro Bowls. I'm guessing Pat's going to be a Hall of Famer
here. He should be, yeah.
He was from Ely High School, and it's Patrick Johnson, then Patrick Peterson. Anyway, here's what he had to say about Kyler Murray on a podcast.
Yeah, you think Cliff Kingsbury may be the scapegoat in regards to their struggles?
It ain't no maybe. He will.
He will be.
Yeah, he will be.
Uh-huh.
He will be. And the crazy thing about it, the guy who hired him will still have a job.
Yep. It sounds about right. I initially was thinking that they probably would stick with him because of the contractual agreement he has. But now just seeing how bad they've been. And then
man,
the
they
star
fired
court,
a coach after a season, man.
Yeah. And he signed that extension last March. But see, just verbally now, vocally, Kyler Murray is talking about, and I don't like how he's doing that. I think he should keep some things privately. But it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Well, I got it. So. I can't argue that. I don't know him personally. You played with him for a few years, so I got to take your word for it.
Brian McFadden didn't even know what to say.
He got him, didn't he?
He got him. Patrick, holy moly.
Patrick Peterson just said, Kyler Murray, I was there, is all about Kyler Murray and nobody else.
That is as damning as I've heard on
and
somebody.
By the way, it got Kyler Murray's attention because he hit social media real quickly. And, dude, if you got a problem for a guy looked up to, and that's always bad when you look up to some guy like, hey, you always be my big brother, man. Yeah, good luck where you're going. Yeah, great. And you find out he didn't think much of your play. So Patrick Peterson.
Holy moly.
So Patrick Peterson doesn't say much, but wow, that was.
Seeing the quote and hearing it, it's like two different things.
This kind of gives you from a guy that's gone, just says, hey, I'm going to be straight with you. Kyler Murray only cares about Kyler Murray. Coming from a guy that was really good for a long, long time. Wow. Now with Minnesota. Anyway, yeah, that kind of got everybody's attention, that kind of stuff. The podcasts are keeping us in business, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. Good old miking guys up and the podcast. And so if you go on a podcast, you got to say something anyway, right? You just can't give. They want guys that, you know, are going to give you good stuff and get it stirred up and talk about guys and get it going back and forth with guys. Boy, I'll tell you what, there aren't too many quarterbacks that are safe right now, especially the guy struggling in New York and the guy struggling in Denver and apparently also the guy struggling in Arizona who's also been injured here recently. What a crazy, crazy story
you
coming
out. You think Kingsbury
out.
Survives out there in Arizona going into next season? I don't think he's the coach there next year.
Well, they're not getting rid of the quarterback because
Kyler Murray's there.
Yeah, he just got Russell Wilson too, so he's not going anywhere. So everybody knows how this works in sports. You find out your highest paid player, who's got lots of guaranteed money, they change the coach, they change the system, they change the play calling, the coordinator. All those guys are gone because they're not getting rid of Kyler Murray. They made a decision. And he pushed it. His agent did a great job. Kyler Murray got that contract. I think some of this stuff, sometimes as crazy as it sounds, is good for you. Because I think it's a little wake-up call for Kyler Murray. That, wow, one of the leaders of this team before he left just said, I'm really selfish. I wonder how many guys on this team think the same thing. Because he probably talked to other guys, used to go, man, that young dude on offense is a selfish dude. He's all about Kyler Murray.
But the crazy part is, Joe, they thought about this. The team thought about this about him, too, when they gave him the deal. Why else would they kind of sneak out the fact of putting in a homework clause? They took it out after all the backlash. But doesn't this sound kind of the same thing? He's not really watching tape. He's not really doing this. He's not doing his homework. He's our quarterback. He's athletic. He's the future of this team. That's great. But he doesn't really do what other quarterbacks do. Let's put this homework clause in there. And then somebody leak it out. The agent or someone leaks it out. Like, this is the same thing. So this is a player. This is more damning, I think, because, like you said, it's Patrick Peterson. This isn't a special teams guy on the back of the roster who's going to say something. This is a Hall of Fame guy who is the leader of this Arizona team, who is not on the team anymore, and says that this quarterback is the most selfish guy on that team.
Yeah, it's
that is damning, Jim.
It is a bad, bad look with this quarterback story never goes away, man. It's incredible. Off season, trying to figure out if you got one or not, and then when they're here and they're not playing well, I got to be honest, and I joined Channing on this one, the Sierra and Russell Wilson love affair and the stuff that's out there that, I mean, look, I don't go looking for it, but it fits into all the Yahoo stories and my king and my, you know, my hero, my leader, and all this stuff. I thought there was one of those 18th century wars going on or something, the way she was talking about Russell Wilson.
She loves her man.
And then he goes back and he does all.
Yeah.
Don't you just have a tough time buying that Russell Wilson is this clueless? Like, you can't get to that point in your career where he's at and just be completely unaware of,
I don't
of
anymore.
Everything around you.
I think he's clueless.
No, he is aware of everything.
Listen, but this is, all right, so can I play this again? Here, let me play this. This is Russell Wilson at his press conference here.
I mean, I got great relationships in that locker room. So whoever is trying to tear it down, you can't. You know, I think that the best thing about it is that it's been an amazing journey coming here, moving here, being here. You know, this is a great team, you know, and we got great players. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to play with this team and these guys, you know, and so there's always noise. Especially when things aren't going the way that you want it to all the time. And so the thing is that you don't bat an eye. You know that, you know, my biggest goal every day is to continue to try to lead at the highest level and to be consistent every day with my approach, to never change and not let the highs of life, you know, change you, and not let the lows, just be consistent with your approach. And knowing that I love these guys every day, man, and who they are, what they're about, and how they impact this community and what they've done. You know, it's a blessing to be on this team, and I'm honored to be a part of this.
Joe, you think he's got best friends all over this team like he thinks he does?
I don't think he thinks he's got best friends, but I think there's
good relationship. He just had a defensive tackle screaming on the sideline.
He's trying. So the whole thing is, whether you like somebody or not, those guys are all there to win football games, and they're not winning football games in Denver.
Well, that's part two where he said the journey's been great coming here and being here with this team. I think you're 3-8, and they're having a great season. I mean, come on. He's clueless.
He's not clueless.
I think he's clueless.
He knows everything being said. Channing's a great example. He knows everything Channing has said about him on podcasts. He's not clueless about any of that. He's made reference.
Well, that comes out as national news.
Dude, Russell Wilson's not an idiot. Like, he,
no.
I mean, he's done very well for himself. No, he got a huge contract.
All
he's
of
got
a sudden,
million ads and stuff. I mean, like, but the guy's
all
not.
Of a sudden,
he's just not dumb, man. Like.
He
That's
knows.
An airhead out there that has no clue.
By the way, he knows what's being said. The fact that he has to go, you guys trying to tear us apart and all that stuff. And
I actually think it's funny. I think the whole act he has is kind of comical, to be honest with you. Those commercials he does,
agree,
and all
yeah.
the weird stuff that he does. I just think it's funny at this point.
Well,
especially because they keep losing.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know it's bad when they thought they had a great matchup with Mahomes and Wilson this next Sunday night,
yeah.
and all of a sudden they go, "Hey, you're not playing very well. We're going to go ahead and drop your game and put the Dolphins and the Chargers in there on a Sunday night.
Probably
instead.
Is a better matchup anyway.
Yeah, probably get a little bit more out of that. Yeah. Have a birthday party. It's 34th birthday party, and somebody leaks out. Half the team shows up.
Oh.
Half the players show up. By the way, why would you do that? That's the clueless move. So we're winning three games. You're playing like crap. And your wife goes, you know, I'm going to invite everybody, and I'm going to throw a big, beautiful party. And guys are, you know, can you imagine all the conversations when guys are going home to the wife or girlfriend or the two guys living together that are young players going, this frigging guy, now he wants to throw a frigging party. Maybe he could throw a touchdown pass instead of a party. Maybe they could try that one. Maybe he could try to help us win a frigging game. We're giving up 17 points a game, and we got three wins. 17 points a game, we got three wins.
How much fun at a party can you have when it's like that?
I bet he throws a hell of a party.
Oh, I'm sure. Listen, sure, between the two of them?
I like it.
Right.
I'd go.
You want to hear a great story?
Sierra's got a bunch of cash, too.
I always want to hear a great story from you.
I was down here, and I was living with Jimmy Cephalo, and it was my second year in the league. And Bob Kuchenberg, we lost Bob, but was living on Star Island. Bob Kuchenberg had a 18-bedroom home on Star Island.
What?
He was selling art on the side, some kind of art thing. He was going.
And good God.
So I don't know what it costs to live on Star Island, but he was fixing it up. I think he was going to sell it. It was going to be a flipper, obviously an expensive flipper
on Star
at that.
Island, right.
So he throws a party. And, you know, with Cooch, it was up and down because Cooch was old school tough. So we look at each other and go, man, I don't know about going for Cooch, but I'm going to that damn party because I've been hearing about this Star Island. Hell, I'll never get to Star Island again. I want to see what this freaking house looks like. It was awesome. It was.
Sure.
It was a holiday party, had a few drinks, had a little bit of food. People are serving you. And you know, everybody's good mood. It's party, and you're having a party at this. I don't know which house it was, but it was unbelievable. And you know, we're going home going, how much money is this guy making that he can afford this, like, 18-bedroom home that, you know, said you go, go check the view in the back. You can see right out in the ocean. And look over here. You can see a little South Beach. What do you think? Oh, our patrol's going around. Say hello to Frank and his buddies out there. It was unbelievable.
I can't believe Cooch in a house.
Greatest party I've ever been to.
Wow.
Greatest party ever. Getting invited in a week, and it was during the holiday season. And Bob Kuchenberg said, hey, I want to invite all you guys to come. I'm having a holiday party on Star Island. Wow. It's unbelievable.
Star Island and selling art.
And and by the way, just the going around to see it and then going in the second kitchen and the maid's quarters, like, damn.
Maid's quarters, second
kitchen.
Thing
is crazy.
What the hell?
And this guy just lines up a guard and just tries to smash people, and then he's got this other side of him. It was just really cool. Really cool stuff. All right.
So that was your second year in the league, you said?
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, man, this is what's coming for me? Like, yep. Did you think?
No, I never thought that because I never thought I was more about survival. I've told you that, Woody. It was a survival, daily survival on that team.
You never had a big dreams or anything?
No, I never went, wow, you know, someday I'm going to be out here living too.
Star Island Joe.
I got a game plan. I'm going to be a wealthy man and live on Star Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't believe you sold art. That's more surprising than anything to me.
In the 80s. I'm guessing his neighbors were all like all the drug lords back then. I didn't even think of it, right?
That's right.
Crazy.
Oh, you would have loved to have lived over there, man. Yeah. You made friends with all those guys.
I mean, he had 18 bedrooms. You should have rented one out. Just lived with Cooch.
I don't think Cooch wanted anybody to live there. I think
he had art in that room.
Anyway, that was a short time. I literally think he was fixing it up, and then they were going
to
flip it.
It's a hell of a house to flip.
I don't know how that
Island.
Thing went. But All right, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Speaking of real estate and homes and everything else. You know what? Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been around for 30 years. And I always start with this. If you need a second mortgage and you're looking to, you know, get some equity out of your home and so you can pay some bills off, debt's killing you, whatever might be going on in your life right now, it's nice to have a guy like Michael Kotze. And I always say this. He doesn't work banker's hours to start with. He works 7 days a week. Second of all, he can get you approved in half the time that the banks do. And a lot of times when the banks say no, he says, yes, let's get this done for you. He's just been so good for so long. You probably know the price and cost of everything's going through the roof because of inflation. And we know interest rates are continuing to go up. That means now's the time to have your money and equity really work for you. If you've got credit card debt, hey, listen, call Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. And if you do have equity in that home, Let him work for you. And by the way, if you're 62 or older and have equity, talk to Michael Kotze about a reverse mortgage and how it can help you long term, now and when you're retired. So if you're thinking about that, there's a lot of really good things going on for the reverse mortgage, and Michael Kotze's just so good at them. Even if you don't have great credit or you have a hard time proving your income right now, don't lose hope. Michael just rolled out his new no-income verification program. And best of all, like I said, you can always get a hold of this guy on his cell phone. I'm going to give it to you, and I hope you'll call him. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. His name is Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage, and he works his butt off for you, man. Has been here in South Florida for a long time. NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change, either without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Miami Dolphins getting set. Take off tomorrow for the first of two California games, staying out there all week, visiting Northern California, making your way down to Southern California, and then on your way to home, and short week, and then up to Buffalo in what will be, listen, man, those could be, when you look at it, two toughest games on the schedule, the first and the third game, when you look at the 49ers and then going to Buffalo on what is getting to be a shorter and shorter week now that you find out you get home early Monday morning. And try to get your rest and flip around and turn. I guess as of right now, that game's still on Sunday.
Could be flex a Saturday night. How about that? That would be a short week for this team.
Yeah, I don't know about all those night games. But, hey, listen, it'd be nice to be home to watch football day Sunday. I ain't going to lie to you. That's always a special treat when you get a chance to do that. Celtics last night just lights out shooting. 55% from the field. Celtics hit 22 threes last night. Jason Tatum, who has had some games like this. This is nothing new. 49 points last night, hit eight threes. And again, without Jimmy Butler, I don't know if that's seventh or eighth game last night that he has missed and may be back for the second game against the Celtics tomorrow night.
Be nice to see what this team looks like at full strength again, right?
Well, it's been a long time.
Forever, right?
Yeah.
Tyler was out for how long? Jimmy's out for – and the crazy part is you look at last night's game, he didn't play bad. they just were in a shootout, like you said. And Boston, and Jason Tatum, he had one hell of a game. He is, I mean, I know that he's already a superstar in this league. We know that. Got his team to the finals last year. But he is one hell of a player. It seems like every year he gets a little bit better.
He is. He's got, well, listen, they got confidence. They went to the finals last right. year. They're going to be getting their center back here any day now, Williams as well. Yeah, they got it rolling pretty good. And last night, they forget about that Celtics D. They just go, hey, you shoot 52%, hit 18 threes. We'll shoot 55% and make 22 threes in that game last night. So, anyway, all that stuff's going on. And, of course, tonight we got a good one, man. We got a good one because not only is the AFC East really good, it's the best it's been in a long, long, long time because usually somebody in the East is really bad. Either us, the Jets, Buffalo's had their run of being really bad. You notice I didn't say New England.
I was about to say, I can't wait.
It's been a long time. And so tonight, 8-3 Buffalo goes to 6-5 New England. And we'll see what happens. So we got a good Thursday night football AFC East matchup.
Dare I say a tonight. Must win for Buffalo tonight because they'd be 0-3 in the AFC East if they lose.
No, I would say
0-3 in the AFC East.
Yeah, I would say the bigger issue is New England doesn't want to go back to 500, and
it's a must win for both. But can you imagine the Super Bowl betting favorites in the beginning of the year? I know they're 8-3; they're still having a good year, but to be in the AFC East and 0-3 to lose to all these teams,
got to win in the AFC East. I mean, they have been, by the way, till now, and it's weird to see that they've struggled. Here early on the way they have. So we'll find out what Allen and the gang look like tonight as they get set to play. And then
what do you like, by the way? -3.5 Patriots at home. Come on, Joe. You knew this was coming.
I
know it's a very tough game.
Patriots.
I know. Really?
I'm laying the points at Buffalo.
Mm. Yeah, I think Buffalo's tough, man.
Yep. New England,
I'm not buying the Patriots at this point. Like, I know they got problem, a good defense.
The problem is that New England offense.
Yeah, their offense.
Yeah, it's bad.
Really
it's
rough.
It's
kind of. They've been lucky that the Jets' offense has struggled so much, so nobody talks about how bad the New England. You know, they get that return for a touchdown. They lose that game, they're ripping New England's offense
yep,
after the game for being so bad.
But it's just funny. All you hear about recently is how, you know, the downfall of the Buffalo Bills, right? Like, because they're not blowing teams out by 30 points like they were in the beginning of the season, and they're in close games. You hear Josh Allen is hurt. He's this. He's that. Do you believe that he's hurt?
No.
I don't know. That pass he
we
threw
had Trey
Diggs
Wingo
at the end of that game, man.
We had Trey Wingo come on and say something's wrong with his arm, and I saw that throw you're talking about and a couple other throws that he made on a corner route. He drops one in. And
he's done that in both games, by the way. Like, he did that the week before when he actually hurt the elbow, remember?
It doesn't look
like 80 yards
right,
in the
right
air
afterwards.
Or something. And
yep.
Doesn't look like an injured arm.
No.
Now, I don't know if it's hurting a little sore. The way he's playing, look, he's still trying to run guys over at the end of that last game.
Doesn't seem like he's hurt.
He just doesn't. Like, if your arm's hurt at all, the last thing you're trying to do is instead of getting 8 yards and getting out of bounds, I'm going to run a dude over and get 12, and he still does it. And you would think watching all these other guys get banged up and hurt from carrying and running the football so much that he would do it. I was told when we were up there that they've talked to him from the top down. They've talked to him from the top to the head coach to the coordinator. Listen, man, we're paying you a lot of money to stay healthy. You're doing these runs, and they're called macho runs. You got to stop, man. You don't need to run a dude over. Everybody knows how tough you are. When they say Josh Allen, they don't say soft.
Yeah, but isn't that one of the things that makes him great, though?
Until something bad happens.
But that's, yeah, I know, but I get that. But
so I think the guys like it, yes.
That's like his thing.
You know why?
He gets up smiling every single time. He looks like he loves it. Like,
we had a guy do it here, and I saw the way our team responded to Ryan Fitzpatrick running guys over when we're down 20 going into the end zone in Buffalo, and he got up after he slammed into a guy and was
flexing, right.
And the offensive line went sprint to him. I had to look at the scoreboard. Did we just take the lead? So I do agree, like the team's on. It's kind of like our quarterback's freaking selling out every play, including getting a couple extra yards by trying to run dudes over, even though we know the team has told him, stop doing it, start sliding, become a baseball player. And he goes, no, that's the way. I'll work on it. I'll consider it. But that's not what I do. Mm. And he gets one of these DBs, and he's kind of sitting out there at 195, 200 pounds. You know what he's going to do.
Truck him, of course.
He's going to try to run him right before he gets out of bounds and those bigger guys get to him. And then he's going to stand
well,
over him.
He's the only quarterback we've ever had that's probably, I mean, he's bigger than, what is it, bigger than most of the linebackers, it seems like. The way he dump trucks those guys, too.
Well,
he's a gigantic dude.
He's a little more careful. They're a little more respect for linebackers.
DBs, he's running them all over.
But he right. is. He's not going to change the way he plays. And I told you
but
guys.
But that's what makes him what he is. You know, like you can't tell a guy like that to start sliding.
So it's hard for me to believe this going back and people going, I think he's a little injured. Wait, really? Well, if he's injured, why is he still running guys over when he takes off and runs? Mm. Why is he still dipping his shoulder on guys in those quarterback pads? Why is this still taking place?
It's dangerous. Dangerous for that guy.
He does throw some bad interceptions, by the way.
Oh, he's a red. Listen, the red zone the last couple weeks has been bad.
That's his part of his thing too.
I think he it has bothered him because I see him a little more careful. You could tell he got coached up. He's been a little bit more careful. Like you need to be really open in the back of that end zone if I'm going to throw it. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff. Kim Bocamper going to join us at 8 o'clock. Pete Prisco from CBS, we'll talk to him about a lot of these things we've been yapping about this morning. Right now, though, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. I want to talk about we've been talking about it this morning, and that's sports-related injuries, man. Sooner or later, they don't just happen to our football teams. They happen to everyone. The more active you and your family are, the more chance there is for injury. I guess you probably all know that and have had injuries, and people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, FIU, Dade County High School football, they all use those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida. It's one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. They're really good. They've got a bunch of really good doctors working together, some of the top specialists, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. They've done it all, man. So when you've been injured and you're looking for experience and success, that's what it's all about. It's about getting you back out playing the sports you love as quickly as possible. In-house physical therapist, working with those doctors. And by the way, Broward County, I got some great news for you. I know you're thinking, well, last time I got my surgery, I had to go down to Doctor's Hospital in Coral Gables. No. We still have that. Still going strong. Got a beautiful sports medicine program down there. But we've got a gorgeous new place, a new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation to make it really easy for the folks living up in Broward County. It really is easy to get to. It is right off of 595 in Pine Island. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Dr. Swartzen and the gang have one goal every day. Why do I always mention just one doctor? Because I love that guy so much. All those doctors want to get you healthy as quickly as possible, playing the sports you love the most.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. baseball your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
I got to go off script with you here for a second and tell you that we just saw one of the most incredible movie trailers we've ever seen. So just something popped up on a little Twitter feed there. I think it was sponsored. It said Cocaine Bear. I'm like, all right, I'll just click this.
Got a bear snorting coke?
See what's what. So there's a trailer. There's a movie coming out called Cocaine Bear. And what the story, they said it's based on a true story.
True events?
Like a drug, you know, they were doing a drug whatever with the planes. You know, they brought the stuff in on planes. And apparently, like.
From the Bahamas or from Colombia?
I didn't get that in depth anyway. But
one of the two.
So mine came from the Bahamas, damn
long
it.
Story
okay.
short, long story short, they have to dump the stuff off the plane. They end up dumping it into the forest. The bear gets into the drugs and turns into like a killing machine. It goes around killing people.
Like climbing up
and,
trees.
Yeah, the movie looks absolutely fantastic. I think Ray Liotta's in it.
It looked
like it. I know, you know, he's passed, but.
Yeah.
But before he went.
It looks fantastic.
Great mob guy, though. Nobody played a better mob guy. That guy's top three mob guy of all time.
There is, by the way, he has his own Twitter account, at Cocaine Bear. Says the bear who ate cocaine. So
based off of
a true story.
Says true story, true events.
Check this out on Twitter when you get a chance. It's maybe should we tweet the? Yeah, we'll do it. We'll
why
send
not?
It out.
Why not?
Can I just do a little follow up to that?
No, not if you're going to be negative about
No.
I want to see this film.
Looks like the greatest movie.
No, I'm not saying anything. No, of course.
Okay, so go ahead.
In the 80s, I was staying at the Fort Lauderdale Beach. And I was walking down the beach at night.
You were a cocaine bear.
With somebody that was a friend walking down the beach. And I saw a bell of marijuana.
Okay.
And one shoulder said, grab that bastard and get out of here. And the other shoulder said, somebody's going to shoot you if you go around that, or your luck is the federal government is somewhere close waiting to see if some idiot grabs that as it's coming up.
You would have been the guy. Right?
Which one did you go for?
Yeah, which side won?
I walked.
Say if you don't want.
No, I walked. Okay. I tell you, listen, I'm honest. I walked. Never a fan of marijuana anyway. So go ahead.
Joe's buried a kilo and was running around the woods. Just understand that.
This is gonna be some of the best audio we've done. What is this? December 1st. So this will be some of the best audio of the year. Here late in the year, we're in the final month of the year. This is the NESN. That is the network up in Boston. A guy named Jack Edwards who does the Bruins games. They're playing Tampa Bay. You ready for the audio from this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good strong shift there for the fourth line for Tampa. Maroon, he's a handful down in that offensive zone below the goal line. Listed at 238 pounds. That was day one of training camp. I got a feeling he's had a few more pizzas between then and now.
Yeah, that's before pregame.
Yeah, right. Fasting. Chris, inadvertent fasting for Pat Maroon is like 4 hours without a meal. But
man.
Three cups in a row. Who can argue with his formula?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, they fat shamed him.
That just set back
they
fat
did.
Shaming.
Fat
they
shamed
did.
Him.
20 years, right.
Did everything but say, grab a salad, brother. Grab a salad.
He said inadvertent. He meant intermittent fasting.
Right,
he said
right.
4 hours without a meal. By the way, this actually ended nicely here. Maroon, who he went to Twitter and announced that he was giving some money to a bullying and body image thing in Tampa called Tampa Bay Thrives, nonprofit. They deal with mental
health.
They got
him. They got him. Apparently, he's not like our station running those kids.
They might be
fat shaming early in the morning.
Might have to now.
But how is that for fat shaming?
Pretty big
stuff. The pizzas in there.
Came into camp at 238.
Brutal, man.
He's got to be 290 right now, Fred.
Yeah. You got to admit that's some of the better commentary we've heard.
But how about the 1-2, the back and forth?
The other guy was egging him on.
It was a bad back joke. And forth. Having a conversation.
So we do that sometimes when a guy said, oh, he's 6'8", 380. I said, man, I'll tell you what. I think they're being nice to him. He's got to be four bills right now. Nobody says a word when you do that to – so nobody does that when it's an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman. Okay. And that belly's sticking out, and the guy's – he's a nose tackle, and his only job is to stop the run.
Right.
And he's sitting there, and you know he's every bit of 350. He hadn't seen 350 forever. He's north of 350.
Right. Listed at 350.
And people say stuff. Nobody ever goes to bat for those guys.
Yeah, but they don't.
We never get a wife going, you fat shame my husband.
But you don't go into detail when you do that and say, oh, yeah, that guy must eat four pizzas pregame, and he only doesn't eat when he's sleeping.
Excellent stuff there.
Yeah, that was good.
From the Boston. Strong. The Boston Bruins there.
Yeah, that was strong.
All right, I'm going to skip past this one really quick here. Devin Booker, 51 points in three quarters last night.
Go ahead and say it.
Impressive.
Pretty good player.
Go ahead and finish it off. He's not with her anymore. He can focus back on basketball.
That's true. The curse is over. So he's fully focused. Cristiano Ronaldo was offered a pretty significant deal here from
you're gonna call him a scumbucket today?
Listen, man, if he wants to help Saudi Arabia with their sport washing efforts, then he's more than welcome to do that, I suppose. They offered him over $119 million a year.
It's a pretty good raise.
So that's a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
You know, you get Ronaldo, and like people, you know, forget for a couple minutes that you're head choppers. Just like the LIV Golf Tour.
Head choppers.
Head choppers, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff over there.
That's the audio.
We'll see if he signs. This is a weird story here. Did you guys see this? Former NFL player Damian Parms accused of swiping luggage at the Atlanta airport.
What, did he see somebody's luggage? He thought there was better stuff there?
First of all,
took the Louis bag, right?
First of all, if you check your luggage, you suck in the first place. But like, you gotta.
Why do you have to go there? I check my luggage.
Do you?
Yeah, when I go on vacation.
You don't carry on.
No.
So you got to stand at the carousel and hope they don't.
Well,
lose
I mean,
it?
If you're going on, are you going on a one night trip or are you going on a vacation? Like, if you're going on a vacation, you're gonna take a bag.
Anything
and check
like
it
under
in.
A week, you should be able to check a bag, or you shouldn't have to check a bag. But anyway, so this guy was the main problem was he wasn't flying anywhere; he was just at the airport.
What?
And he picked up someone's bag and snatched a phone charger out of the bag. I guess he just needed a phone charger and then tossed the bag on another carousel. And eventually, like, they approached him and were like, you can't do this.
Right.
Wow. That's low.
I mean, you can't go buy a phone charger.
Woody, you can't make that up. That's low, man.
It's a weird
That's
deal.
Some low stuff
it's
right
actually
there.
Actually probably a sad story.
It is. Someone's bag was on another carousel. Come on.
You got to stand right in the front. You got to watch that thing like a hawk, man. People can't be trusted.
No. Especially everybody's got the same bag.
But you also got to carry on. I mean, that's, you know.
Everybody's got that same black piece of luggage.
Right.
Yeah. When they lose it, you're like, what does your suitcase look like, sir?
Oh, man. Just like everyone else.
It's a black suitcase like all the rest of them.
Yeah, like 50% of these are here.
You ever see, Meet the Parents, where they bring the wrong suitcase over? Right. He's like, you know, in a crazy scheme to turn a profit, they made more than one same bag.
Right.
All right, final thing for you here today. Joe Pesci, one of our favorites, was interviewed by People Magazine, and he said that remember the scene in Home Alone where he sets his head on fire?
Yep.
Apparently he did his own, like, stunts in that movie, so he got bumps and bruises and severely burned his head.
Wow.
Great scene.
By the way, you brought
Great
Joe
movie.
Pesci.
Those
you
movies up, hold up, man.
You brought up something good earlier about Ray Liotta. Where does Joe Pesci fit in that?
Same deal.
So someone's out of the top four out of De Niro and Pacino. If you have Ray Liotta in there also for your top three.
Are you talking top gangster?
You didn't put a number on this. First time I'm hearing about a number.
You said it. You said top three.
Yeah, I don't remember
Ray
you
Liotta.
Saying that.
I don't remember.
When we brought up Ray Liotta, you said top three gangsters.
I don't know, but I do know this. It's 8 o'clock hour. I can come back and I can think about some of the great gangsters.
Those
out
are four
there.
Of the,
great...
the best right there. But one's got to be out of the top three.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to put all four back in just so we can do them all.
Okay.
And we can go to break here. Get to Kim Bocamper coming up in just a few minutes from Milpitas High School, going back home, not too far from where the San Francisco 49ers play. Right now, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, man. Oh, my gosh, Jeff and the family over there. It is fun. December 1st, I go, wow, it's Beverly's time. December 1st, it's Beverly's Jewelers time for everyone. Man, they've been around for a long, long time. Family owned. I've been going there for almost 30 years. I was thinking about this last night. Three engagement rings and a lot of jewelry to save the marriage. There's a lot of jewelry in there for that. All the different occasions that are important. Leader in certified earth mined and lab-grown diamonds. Huge selection. Unbeatable prices. Low price guarantee. You won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. Certified lab-grown diamonds, stud earrings, lab-grown tennis bracelets. Hey, if you don't know the difference in lab-grown diamonds and earth mined diamonds, and you can, first of all, you won't be able to tell, but they can explain everything to you when you go in there. But more importantly, Beverly's just have something for everybody for the holiday season, including the thing they take most pride in through the years with their selection of diamonds is for you to get the perfect diamond engagement ring. Whatever you're looking to spend, go in there and go, Jeff and the whole gang over there, they're all friendly, they're nice, they're wonderful people, and they want to help you, man. World-class custom design studio for you, no interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. I'm just telling you this, man. I've been going there the whole time. Matter of fact, I don't even think about other jewelry stores when you got Beverly's Jewelers. They make it so easy, especially during the holiday season. You're like me. I don't know what I'm looking at, but they do. They got a nice touch in there. Beverly's, where South Florida gets engaged. 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. I tell everybody, don't buy online. Go see what you're getting. You're going to get a low price. Why'd you go online then? Never looks like that picture. Never. Visit BevJewelers.com. You can call them 954-485-6262 for Beverly's Jewelers. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.